This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
The largest gathering of librarians and authors in the country is taking place this week in Chicago. The American Library Association's annual conference is focusing on combating the rise in book ban attempts across the nation. Scholar Ibram X. Kendi will be speaking. He wrote the New York Times bestselling book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. He'll headline tomorrow's Right to Read rally, which will feature talks from anti-censorship activists and announced ALA Intellectual Freedom Awards. WBEZ's Adora Namigade spoke with Kendi about how his anti-racism efforts intersect with the Library Association's current goals.
What will you talk about at the Right to Read rally?
As an historian, I really want to put what's happening, particularly around efforts to prevent people from having the freedom to read, or even banning books or even censoring certain authors. I want to put all of this in a larger historical context so that people could understand that segregationists and enslavers were also involved in this type of activity. And so we're fighting a long fight for justice in this country.
And why did you think the Right to Read rally would be a good format to kind of talk about the historicity of this?
It's important for us all to realize that as we gain the courage and the energy each day to fight against book banning, for us to draw from history, for us to be energized by history, for us to realize that a century from now, people are going to be looking back at what we did and who we fought for and what we fought for in the way we're looking back a century ago. And so I was hoping, and I'm hoping that it will really energize people and put their efforts into a larger historical context.
We're in a climate, as you know, where books that examine race in particular are being challenged in record numbers. Have your books been targeted?
So my last check, I've had 7 different books that have been banned or challenged.
Wow. How have you responded to those challenges?
I think on the one hand, knowing that the reasons why my books are being challenged or banned is because they're actually effective in bringing people together and allowing people to understand themselves and the history of racism. You know, on the other hand, it's been downright discouraging because I write for people to read and I want people to have access to my books and really all books.
So in a way, it's a sign that you're doing something right, but also if people can't get their hands on the books, I see how that would be discouraging.
Yeah.
And then how can people who are interested in protecting access to books in their local communities get involved?
Well, I think there's a number of different ways people could get involved. They, of course, could figure out if they desire to become a member of the school board or a member of the board of the library or other entities in which they have the power to resist book banning. They could, of course, support those organizations in their community that are fighting against book banning. They can organize book ban sort of book groups. They could figure out ways to get books in the hands of people, particularly those books that are being banned.
That was Ibram X. Kendi speaking with WBEZ's Adora Namigade. Kendi is a National Book Award-winning author and wrote the New York Times bestselling book, How to Be an Anti-Racist. He's in Chicago this week for the American Library Association's National Conference. This is WBEZ.